Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
I think I'm in love. I don't want to leave Iran anymore.
The cell phone you are trying to reach is unavailable.
The person talking about the incident was Adele. I performed my prayers with him. I also want to tell you a story, because I have a point to make with these examples.
Haley? Hello?
So it'll be a little easier for our youth to understand.
Hello.
So they'll understand.
Show Laylee's life. I put a SIM card on my own phone. Ali Rizzi, do you know where Laylee was going exactly?
I never tried to get involved in the things Laylee was doing.
Don't make me do something that will harm the Ghaffori family.
Answer my question.
What does that mean? Are you threatening me?
You can call it whatever you like, but if you don't answer my question...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Look, when I get to Tehran, I want to meet you alone. It'll be better for your parents that way.
Yeah, it's a lot better that way. Something's really wrong with you.
If you were thinking about Laylee at all, you wouldn't be telling me this nonsense.
Get out of here.
Do you have tea?
Yes, please have a seat.
Hello.
Hello.
Here you are.
Thank you so very much.
Do you see? Last night, another one made a cocoon.
They're so pretty. Where did you get them from?
A truck driver gave them to me. You can have them if you like.
Oh. And how much did they cost?
They're not for sale. You can take as many as you like. They eat leaves.
Thanks a lot. What do I put them in? Then if you don't mind, I think I'll take a few with me.
Oh. Well, hello there, sir. You're back so soon?
Got my work done quickly.
Hope it went well.
What's your name?
Fresca.
Fresca, dear. Fresca, dear, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Be my guest.
Here you go.
Here's your change.
Oh, thanks a lot. You can keep the change. I took a bottle of water yesterday and forgot to pay for it.
It's God you shouldn't forget.
With your permission.
Have faith in God.
I got it!
Congratulations.
Look, I told you I'd get it.
Okay, now let me see.
They said my parents' visas are also ready. When I told everybody how quickly we got our visas, they couldn't believe it. I can't believe it myself how fast everything happened.
I hope they'll give you residency status just as easily.
What with all that money my father's deposited in his bank account in Canada, they'll give us residency in a month or two as well. What is it? Is something wrong?
Nothing.
Are you worried about your visa? I promise, as soon as we get married, I'll have your visa too.
What did you say to my father, Masood?
What did I say?
You told him I'm not the person he thinks I am. Why did you go see him?
Well, he's the one who wanted to see me.
But we had an agreement.
When he tells me that I should forget you, when he says you and me have nothing in common, what should I have told him? What did you tell him, eh?
I told him everything. Everything I never had the courage to talk to him about.
Really?
Yes. And he told me if I really want to marry you, if I do that, then I'll no longer be his daughter.
So what do we do now?
Well, I think everything has its price. I won't be his daughter for a while. He won't stay angry with me. Here. A present for you. Here you are. Fortunately, her conscious level isn't deep.
Fortunately?
What I meant isn't what you're thinking. This is a medical measurement. Usually for patients who have a deep level of conscious disorder, it takes several days for them to return to a stable condition. But well, thank God, for your patient it didn't take more than 24 hours.
I don't understand. I mean, right now, can you tell when she'll regain consciousness?
Why don't you have a seat? Unfortunately, we can't make any accurate predictions. Mr. Karami, I told you before, a patient who goes into a coma is in a situation where all we can do is wait until their conscious level reaches the desired condition.
What if they take her out of the country? Can we do anything for her there?
Your patient isn't in any condition to be able to take a long trip. If you want to do something for her, well, if you promise me that you won't get angry again, I suggest that you pray for her. You pray, and we'll do what we're supposed to. Don't be too discouraged. God willing, within the next 48 hours, her conscious level will reach a point where we can begin to communicate with her. Of course, with faith in God.
May I please see her?
Yes, of course. But only from outside of the ICU.
Hello?
What was the reason that out of all the publishers, it was Mr. Farouk? Karamati, that you want to work with.
My reason is very clear. It's because he's the only person that can publish my book without having it edited.
What does he want in return from you?
Well, yeah, you see, yeah, just some research on another project.
I'd always thought that you'd respected the work you do. You weren't willing to sell out to anyone.
I do respect it, but, well, sometimes a person just needs to compromise in order to get what they want.
It's not like you, Layli. Do you know how bad it'll be for you if the publishers you want to work with in Canada, of all places, find out about this? They know every single detail about us.
I've thought about that as well. I've told Mr. Farouk Karamati I don't want my name to be associated with the work. And then, to tell the truth, the money's actually very good.
If the problem is money, we have more than enough, really.
The problem isn't money. What's important to me is to publish my book.
Let me see. Why did he even ask you to work on this project?
Because he likes the way that I write. I mean, he thinks I write really well. And then the project he's working on is about a person who he's really indebted to.
That guy, he really wants to take advantage of his situation, I'm telling you.
Don't be so negative all the time.
Don't be negative about what? This is being realistic. If this same guy tomorrow causes you to have any problems with getting your visa, will you still tell me not to be so negative?
Either way, Masood, I've been trying to get my book published for over a year. I think it's only natural for me to be willing to do anything to get it published.
You're only going to be apart for about 3 months. Why all the long faces? You look like you're going to a funeral, you two.
Hey, why are you bothering them?
Airlines flight 512 to Kuwait. Please go to gate 31 to 34.
They're announcing our flight.
Passengers of Kuwait.
We've got
Airlines
to go.
Flight 512
Layli,
to Kuwait.
Dear, take care of yourself now, all right?
31 to 34.
Goodbye. Layli, dear.
What is it?
Get your stuff done quickly and come.
Sure.
We'll
thanks.
Be
okay. You too.
Take care of yourself now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear.
Bye bye. I'm going to miss you.
Huh?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I guess it's goodbye.
God be with you. Take care of yourself.
You too. Goodbye. I don't want you to think I'm getting in the way of your progress, Layli. Do whatever you think is right.
Are you upset with me?
Thank you.
Helen.
Hello. Did the doctor see her?
She said she's feeling better.
When will she regain consciousness?
They don't really know. We'll have to wait. It's better if you go home. There's nothing you can do here.
No. I have to go and see her.
I need to talk to you, Alireza.
Now's not the time. You can see that.
Right now's the time.
Reza, dear, I didn't remember to bring my pills.
I'll buy it from the pharmacy right now.
I just want to know what happened with Lady during the time I wasn't in a run that I don't know anything about.
I never know what it is that Laylee's doing. She forgot about all of us for you. I think it's better if you talk with my parents.
I'd rather prefer to talk with you. I didn't want to upset them any more than they already are, if you get my point. Where was Laylee going yesterday when she had the accident?
Look, Masood, I didn't pay any attention to what she was doing. Whether it was the time she was publishing her nonsense under a pseudonym, or later when she got into a fight with my father and left, or later when she made up and came back. She thought so highly of herself.
Reza, your childhood conflicts have nothing to do with me. Laylee should have come to Canada 3 months ago. But during all that time, every day she came up with a new excuse why she wouldn't come. Why?
I thought Laylee was more important than this to you. She's up there in the ICU, and look what you're thinking about.
About the things I've been hearing from people. Shouldn't I know why my fiancé didn't come to the airport to see me after I was away for 6 months? I mean...
I told you, if this is your problem, I don't have an answer for you.
This is just one of my problems.
I only know that during this time she's been working on a book. She went to 3 or 4 cities. Isfahan, Qazvin, Desville, and that's all.
Very well. Fine. Reza, I'm going to ask you a question. And I want you to answer me honestly, man to man. Who convinced Laylee to not go to Canada? See? You have doubts, just like I do. Hold on. Let me show you the things that I've seen. Here. I'm in love. I don't want to leave Iran anymore.
Professor, don't burn yourself. Look, if you're planning on becoming a smoker, just please don't finish all my cigarettes. Go to the store and buy your own.
Arash?
Huh?
I need you to call everybody tonight and get me Farouk's address if you can.
I don't understand. In the middle of all this, what use is finding Farouk? If you want to know what I think, it's better if we wait and see how Laylee's going to do, huh?
All this doubt is driving me crazy. On one hand, when I see Laylee lying on the hospital bed like that, it breaks my heart. On the other hand, things have happened. I think it's caused me to hate Laylee. I have to figure out things for myself.
Oh, man. Eat before it gets cold. Look, Masood, I don't want to interfere in your private life. But your mistake was that you trusted Laylee too much. It's the same mistake I made with Sahar, see? You saw for yourself how she deceived me.
Well, the situation between you and Sahar is different than Laylee and me.
Well, yes. Everything is different with you open-minded people. Of course, up until everything goes to pieces. Hmm? Suppose you find Farouk. What are you going to do?
First, I'll make sure about what's happened. Then, I'll give him what he deserves.
Boy, you're simple. legally, you can't do anything. You and Layli were never officially married. Huh?
Why are you talking so much nonsense? We didn't get marriage certificates, but we were engaged. We talked a lot, made a lot of promises. She's my wife.
Masud, it seems you don't live in this day and age. Talk and promises are as empty as air. When passion strikes, people make thousands of promises. Then in the blink of an eye, they put it all aside. Like nothing ever happened. Man, where's your evidence? Your documents, huh? It's getting cold. Eat your food.
Hello, Mr. Karami.
Hello, how
welcome
are you?
Back.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to see
it's
you.
Very kind of you. Hello.
Hello, how can I help
Excuse you? Excuse me, do you know where Mr. Karamati is?
Who's Mr. Karamati?
Your upstairs neighbor.
Haven't seen him in a while.
An address, phone number, anything?
He didn't talk to anybody.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Hello, Arash?
Did you find him?
No. His office was closed. He hasn't been there for a while. Do you have any other address that I can try and catch him on?
No.
Very well, fine. I'm going to the publishers. Do you know anyone there?
You're angry right now. Leave it for another time.
Fine. If you can't help, no big deal.
Asud, I understand how you're feeling, but let me ask around some more. If we still can't find him, we'll think of something else. Huh? Business hours are over right now. Everywhere's closed.
Fine. Thanks for your advice. Say the same thing in this regard, that Abraham had a son in his old age and was given instructions from God to sacrifice his son for the sake of God, and this was a large and difficult test. This was a large and difficult test for father and for son to both have to pass. Father and son to both have passed. But because Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them.
But because Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them, were subservient and obeyed God's will with their entire being, both passed this difficult test successfully and were able to show the highest level of submission to God's will. The Quran and the Torah on this subject are in agreement that this instruction from God was done as a test, and the main point was never the sacrifice of an offspring. But in regard to who it was that Abraham was instructed to sacrifice, the Quran and the Torah do not agree. In the Quran, it states that this instruction was in regard to Ishmael, peace be upon him. And in the Torah, it says that this instruction was in regard to Isaac. Abraham had many tests in his life. This time, he was given a great and difficult test, which was God's instruction to sacrifice his son. He was told to cut off his son's head with his own hands.
What were you doing, Layli?
This place is the city where the martyr Baba Yi was born. His school, his neighborhood, his street, and in fact the house where Abbas Baba Yi was born. I've come here to meet Abbas Baba Yi's mother, and the door, as you can see, is open, because this house, in a way, is also a museum in honor of the martyr Baba Yi. And here we are, inside the house. And yes, this is Abbas Baba Yi's mother, who I'm about to meet. Hello, mother. Hello, ma'am. Forgive me for intruding. I'm Layli Ghafouri. I'm doing research about the life of your son, Abbas Baba Yi. Can I ask you to talk a little about him? Tell us about some of your memories.
This whole city is full of memories. Here, in this house, take a shot of this. It's full of memories. Over there is a room. Go and film over there. It's full of memories of Abbas.
Units. They told me you're an old family friend of the Baba Yi's. Can I ask you to talk about it?
I maintain the weapons and equipment for the Passion Play. I even built some of them.
How old are you?
Around 80. But I don't look it, right?
No. God willing, you'll live a long life. Can I ask you to talk about any memories you have of the childhood and youth of Abbas Baba Yi?
Memories. Every year for the Feast of Sacrifice, he'd bring me sacrificed meat and I'd give it to the needy. It's because my family is kind of used to eating game meat. Abbas understood. Stood in front of me and said, "What pleasure do you get from killing animals like deer and birds? They have children too, they have parents." He said once, he saw on TV that a deer whose offspring happened to be killed by a panther ended up crying. And as for me, I was ashamed of myself in front of Abbas, and I sold my gun, and I never put my finger on the trigger again.
Yes, hello?
Hello. I'm sorry. I dialed the number for Miss Ghafouri's cell phone.
Sorry, she's not here.
Excuse me, you are?
I'm her fiancé.
Hello, Mr. Karami. Sorry I didn't introduce myself. I'm a Hikmat.
Unfortunately, Layli's been in an accident and she's in the hospital now.
Accident? When?
2 days ago.
How is she feeling now?
She's not doing so well. Hello there, Ami.
Hello there, Masood. Glad you're here.
Hello, Masood.
How much a game?
More than you can afford.
You don't even know how to play. Why'd you drag me here? Are you feeling well? I know a good doctor who can help.
Don't talk trash, man. I wanted to give you a break from your worries. And also I wanted to give you some news.
You'll be fine. Tell me your news. I've got places to go. I went to the publishers, but it was useless.
I told you not to go. I'm here. Set them up and we'll play later.
All right.
Let's go sit. Mohammed, two, please.
Tell me.
I found him. He's gone to Turkey.
What's he doing in Turkey?
Well, I found a guy who said he used to work with Farouk, you see. He said about 2 years ago that his publishing business had gone bankrupt. So he packed everything up and went to Isfahan. He was there for 6 months, and after that, he offered a job to Leyli.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, like a proper person. Tell me the rest of it.
Oh, you mean someone like you? Fine. He comes to Tehran to find someone to help him do some research and write a book about a 37-year-old major general. His name's Bobay, a pilot who's an officer in the Air Force. Something like that. I'm not too certain about all the details.
So what does any of this have to do with Farouk going to Turkey?
I'll tell you. Thanks a lot, Mohammed. So, one of the people who knew Babai packed up after the revolution and moved to Turkey. Farouk has gone to interview him.
Well, knowing our trusty scam artist, he's probably got a bunch of money from the government and told them that he's busy writing a book for them.
Well, I really doubt it. Because this guy told me that he had sold his car to cover the cost of the project.
So how can I find him? Phone number, address?
They didn't give him his number. But there's another guy who helped with the binding of Farouk's books. His name's Payman. He might know some things. I left a message on his phone. If he doesn't call tonight, I'll call him later.
Okay.
You want me to teach you how to shoot some pool?
Don't hurt yourself. You go ahead and play your game. I'll go ahead and play mine.
At least eat your ice cream. It's melting.
Masood, come and play.
You go ahead.
Said a person shouldn't be like a fountain. They shouldn't drop when they hit their peak. Maybe your destiny is supposed to be that way.
Flight shows a person what he's worth. The higher you go, the higher and higher you go, the world looks bigger in your eyes, and you look smaller to the world. Hello. Was it a good flight?